This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to subscribe to our Rumble channel for all of our new video content, these new daily updates, or better yet, get our free mobile app or our Roku or Apple TV channels and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. We'll tell you about that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, economy. A poultry farm in Howard Lake, Minnesota that supplies the nation's largest supermarkets with something like 3 million eggs per day had a devastating fire over the weekend. Forsman Farms spokesperson John Austin told local media over the weekend that estimates aren't firm yet, but anywhere between tens of thousands and a couple hundred thousand chickens were killed in the fire. Said chickens in adjacent barns were affected by smoke inhalation. It is not known yet how this fire started, though the impact should be felt at supermarkets in the near future. This year alone, retail egg prices have already spiked more than 40% because of bird flu, which is wreaking havoc on egg-laying birds throughout the Midwest. Since January, this outbreak has spread to 32 states across the U.S., killing more than 37 million chickens and turkeys. Of those, 29 million were egg-laying hens. That's about 10% of the total U.S. flock of about 300 million. According to Bloomberg, this bird flu was shaping to be the worst outbreak of its kind, and of course coming as it is when inflation has already hit a 40-year high. On top of that, this fire comes as dozens of food processing facilities in the U.S. and Canada have experienced mystery fires and explosions over the past year, which is straining North America's food supply chain. This is one that requires the foil hat. It's not conspiracy, though. It is real. Just the question is, who is behind it and why? Topic number 4, the Green Raw Deal. President Biden keeps claiming that wind and solar energy are going to save us money in the future. You remember last week we talked about his statement at a press conference in Tokyo that we're in the middle of an incredible transition, that high gasoline prices are just part of the transition to green energy, more sustainable energy future. And this transition, according to President Biden, is part of his anti-inflation strategy. Well, proponents of green energy prove the old saying that my dad used to repeat, that figures don't lie, but liars can figure. The only way that wind and solar generation make any sense is if you start jiggering the numbers, such as, for example, not mentioning the fact that the cost of green energy is not based on a level playing field. For every dollar of government subsidy that goes to fossil fuel producers, coal, natural gas, oil, wind and solar get 10 bucks. That's not exactly a cost savings. The reasons subsidies are so high is that wind and solar have additional costs compared to more reliable fossil fuel competition. Green energy, and we'll always put that in air quotes because it's not really green when you start figuring out how you got to dispose of 150-foot-long wind turbine propellers, propeller blades made of fiberglass that don't degrade in landfills and are too big for most landfills to begin with, and the heavy metals that are in the solar panels that collect the solar rays to convert to energy. Green energy sources are non-dispatchable, meaning you can't scale them up and scale them down on short notice. Just because you've got an extra hot day doesn't mean the wind will blow harder or the sun doesn't shine any brighter. Unlike natural gas or coal, you just turn on another boiler or et cetera. You get the point. Texas found out the hard way how unreliable green energy sources can be last winter when the solar and wind sources failed and left a lot of people freezing. Same problem exists with electric cars. The sticker price on electric vehicles is much higher than for gasoline-powered engines. The so-called savings over time assumes that the electricity you recharge the car with is free, but it ain't. And it's more than likely produced by coal or natural gas, fossil fuels anyway. So how green is that? This is the point, however, is that this is not a bug, this is a feature in the minds of green energy proponents. They want to crush the middle class to make us dependent on our government overlords. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number 3, COVID. An important new study by Israeli researchers shows that there's an increase of 25%, more than 25%, in cardiovascular-related emergency calls among young adults following the rollout of COVID-you-know-what vaccines. This is among men and women, and this research published in Nature, which is a peer-reviewed journal, by the way. So again, this is not right-wing conspiracy theorist anti-vaxxer propaganda. Peer-reviewed research. What's more important is that no similar increase was found due to COVID infection alone. Israeli health authorities and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, have acknowledged a link between COVID vaccines and specific cardiovascular complications, pericarditis and myocarditis. The risk of myocarditis after receiving a second vaccine dose now estimated to be between 1 in 3,000, 1 in 6,000 men between the ages of 16 and 24. However, recent articles in scientific journals sought to suggest that these cardiovascular complications were also seen in COVID patients, and that is contradicted by this Israeli study. They found no correlation between the COVID-19 infection rates and the weekly call counts for cardiovascular incidents in the young adult population. In other words, the vaccines, which we now know don't really protect from the alternate variants like Omicron, are still leaving those who've received the jabs with an increased risk of fairly serious heart complications. The narrative on the COVID vaccines is changing and being reported by the corporate media. Topic number two, soulbound tokens. Learn that phrase because you're probably going to be hearing more about it in the years ahead. The co-author, or rather the co-founder, of one of the more popular cryptocurrencies, Ethereum, a guy named Vitalik Buterin, co-authored a paper outlining his vision for a decentralized society where individuals accumulate a permanent record of their achievements in something that he calls a soulbound token. This is a blockchain-based wallet, essentially sort of an electronic CV, curriculum vitae, you know, your basically your resume, but it would include everything that you've done, affiliations, memberships, credentials, all in a blockchain-based token that could not be sold or resold. Essentially, it's a non-fungible token. It attaches to you forever. Now, why he calls the wallet a soul and then says that this digital resume attaches to your soul as a soul-bound token, I don't know. It is entirely possible that Buterin knows not what he does, but it's possible that he does know what he's doing. Here's the thing. This is the sort of thing that it doesn't require a lot of imagination to see how this could be really, really useful to a future government, perhaps a global government that would attach not just your educational credentials, employment history, publications in all of this SBT, this soulbound token, but also your credit rating, your legal problems, complaints from your neighbors on social media, political affiliations, religious affiliation. Yeah. In other words, this would be like a social credit score that you could never escape. And again, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to see how this might be the blueprint for a future Mark of the Beast. Coming up, what do a transvestite, saving the Earth, and the Mona Lisa have in common? Nothing at all, and yet they're all in the same news story that's coming next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Sky, iWatch TV store. You'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-Part Study Guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, this was not on my 2022 bingo card, and I'm guessing it wasn't on yours either. A man disguised as an elderly woman in a wheelchair threw a cake at the Mona Lisa. It's the famous Leonardo da Vinci painting that's on display at the Louvre in Paris. The piece wasn't damaged. It's behind a layer of protective glass, but he got frosting all over the glass. Now, why did he do it, you might ask? That is an excellent question. The perpetrator, who was wearing a black wig and lipstick, shouted at people to think of the earth as he was being dragged away by the Sûreté, the police. Again, I don't see the connection. Didn't see this headline coming. This quoted directly from the BBC. Man dressed as old woman throws cake at Da Vinci painting. Kind of understated, but again, we are living in an insane world. You're not going crazy, you're going sane in a crazy world. Well, that's why Skywatch TV presents this information through our virtual conferences. The Defender Conference, this one called The Unveiling, it is on through August 13th. And until August 13th, through August 13th, you can watch any of the 24 presentations as often as you like, in any order that you like. You set the conference schedule. Tom Horn's new presentation on the transhumanism movement is another cutting-edge documentary, but there's some other really, really intriguing information in this. My presentation, Unveiling Lucifer, explains why Lucifer of Isaiah chapter 14 is not Satan. He's another fallen angel who might even be more powerful. Many others, more than 24 altogether, but as an added free bonus, Tom Horn has added the 5 documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the 2 Telly Award-winning films, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, the documentary that got Skywatch TV kicked off YouTube. We didn't show the documentary on YouTube, but the interview about the documentary got Skywatch TV banned from YouTube. Now, you can watch those as well on your schedule through August 13th. Take advantage of this offer at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. We've got a couple of trips coming up that we invite you to join us on, because these are really, these are bucket list items for us, and we pray they'll be a blessing to you as well. First, in Turkey, October 18th through November 2nd, Sharon and I, along with best-selling author Doug Hershey, the author of Israel Rising, book showing the prophetic fulfillment of Israel's blooming since becoming an independent nation in 1948, before and after photos of Israel. Doug is the founder of Ezra Adventures, and his tour company does go to Turkey. So we will be visiting the cities of the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, which scholars call the world's oldest temple, except now they found 11 other sites in the vicinity, all of them around Abraham's hometown of Haran, which may not be coincidental, except they're way older, going back to 10,000 BC, according to their dating. But how is it possible there was such a complicated, organized civilization at a time when humanity was supposed to be essentially cavemen? We'll be talking about that as we go through Turkey the last couple of weeks of October. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online. Some of these archaeological sites are just absolutely fascinating. In fact, one of them, the hotel, is essentially in the structure they built over the dig site to protect it from the weather. Skywatchinturkey.com for all the details and to reserve your place. Skywatchinturkey.com. And of course, our tour of Israel next March should be a bucket list item. We will see all the places you want to see. There's a picture of Sharon and me on the Mount of Olives looking toward the Temple Mount. You'll get that view, which is really prophetically significant, because Zechariah 14 tells us it's about there that our Lord and Savior will return to this earth and split the Mount of Olives in half. Why? I kind of go into that a bit, actually a lot, in this new book. It's connected to the entity called Milcom by the Ammonites, Molech by the Hebrews. There was a high place, that entity, on the Mount of Olives. Anyway, join us as we see the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, and archaeological sites like Shiloh, Bethel, Joshua's Altar. It will make the Bible come alive. Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talked to Messianic Rabbi, Eric Walker. I know more than one Messianic Rabbi. Eric Walker, our good friend from Birmingham, Alabama. He's got a brand new book called 3:15, The Genesis of All Prophecy. That's a reference to Genesis 3:15. And that verse, why it is the key to understanding end times Bible prophecy. Eric joins the Skywatch investigative team. That's Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the rest. As we discuss his new book, you'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV is at the website, skywatchtv.com, /channels, that is. And, of course, if you've got Skywatch TV's channel for Roku or Apple TV, free, just add it to your set-top box, and you can watch the program whenever is convenient for you. And actually, it gets released to Roku and Apple TV a couple of days before it goes to our network stations. You can also download our free mobile app, which gets you all of our video content, plus a calendar of upcoming events, important news, and now even an audio Bible. Pretty cool. It is free and bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, brings all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can then cast the video up to your television without any wires, which is kind of a cool thing. Chromecast from Google, Apple's AirPlay, they both work. And again, really cool. And a free app as well. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. It works on iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.